Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Earners, what's going on? Look, everyone likes shopping online, but searching for coupon codes is kind of a bummer. So make saving online a breeze with Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping is a free tool that instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Just download Capital One Shopping to your computer and let it do the work for you. So easy, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. Capital One Shopping, it's kind of genius. What's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
To a podcast out of Komodo.
That's right.
Fire.
Just make sure that's always on.
Really need to bring some plates out.
Is that red light?
That'd be fire, yeah. I'm
hungry right now. Can't believe that man Matt jumped on a flight.
12 hours, like 18 hours in Miami.
Oh, man. Not my guy. I'm like, dog, just play good defense.
I'm gonna watch it.
You did the sound checks?
Yeah, you running right now.
Yeah.
Check.
Microphone check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Top, yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep. You can see our Sherpa, the Sherpa.
You did the sound checks?
Check. Microphone check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep. Man, I'm so mad I missed that, Julie.
You know how you sound?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Drew Lee.
Bring it up.
Yeah. Kyrie won't be there this weekend.
Yeah, they're going crazy right now.
One, two, three.
That man Braun look like Superman. He looks super jacked right now.
Microphone check.
Hold on. Yeah, he focused, man.
We gotta get one of them to tighten up.
One, two, three, four, five, that's six, seven, eight, nine.
I can see KD doing Dykeman because Braun just did it.
Yeah.
The only thing with the Dykeman is outside.
Scuff your knee up quick.
Yeah.
It's a different. And it's some people on the court. And
yeah.
It's
not yeah, just.
Remember, right time.
There he goes. There he goes.
Yeah, you were right in the middle of the recording, yeah?
My brother. How you feeling, man? You
know, woke up this morning.
He said, let's get it.
Hop on the first thing smoking.
Let's do it.
You know, flight delay, 2 hours.
I can't believe, man. I can't believe you didn't come yesterday, man.
I was told you.
I feel like we was on the phone. I told you. I've been
saying the same shit. I don't remember.
We definitely
spoke about it. He told me, and I got Zed. I know he told you.
We definitely spoke about it, for sure.
Yeah. We spoke about it, but it wasn't a definite.
I mean, back in though, I've been inviting you since April. So that's I've been inviting you to come down since April so I can take you to dinner.
One, two, three.
The house is 5 minutes
away. His mic is low? Just let him use my mic if anything, then, because I'm going to talk about it.
It's not come see your property, man.
I think you're going to be all right. Before the mic was tucked in. You want to hear yourself?
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five.
I'll play it back so you can hear it.
You want to hear something?
One, two, three, four, five.
I'll
play that.
Yeah.
So you
got to
stay at that level.
Gotcha.
Abdullah, what do we have to announce?
What do we have to
do? Yeah.
The giveaway from Best Bets, 50 tickets.
I got it. I got this is the Milwaukee thing. All
right. You ready? Let's do this. I got to do Kenny Burns.
Check. We live.
Let's get this going.
That's live. Yeah, Zoom is live too. So this is just safety. Yeah, Zoom recording. We good.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, guys. Welcome back. Market Mondays.
Yeah.
Legendary episode. We are live in Miami, Komodo.
Hey.
Shut the restaurant down for us, man.
Very easy. We actually shut it down and they opened it for us.
Yes.
Two and one.
One phone call.
Let's call the big dogs.
Make one call.
As you can see, we have a special guest. My brother Terrence J is in the building with us. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother.
So, Terrence, this is going to be a dope conversation. We're going to be talking about his legendary career, but also what you might not know about him is that he's super involved in business from a real estate standpoint, Airbnb, you know, navigating Hollywood, contracting, all of that stuff. So, and he's actually partner with us to curate our VIP experience for investors.
You don't say.
Thanks so
much. That feels like an announcement. Curating VIP night.
Yeah. So we pulled out all the stops. So, you know, it just made sense. I felt like, you know, leading up to InvestFest, it was dope to be able to have a conversation with you to talk about business. But a lot of people probably not have not heard you speak about business before. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us, brother. Appreciate it.
First time speaking about business ever. So
hey, that's legendary.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
Very legendary.
Doing a lot of business. So
yeah. Staying under the radar. So
got the Cartier frames on. You know.
No.
Right. Coming
to T-shirt. I saw the. You know, I've been doing my homework on y'all. The Steve Harvey. If you look so cool with those shades on.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta come in and make sure the fit is right.
And we also have to thank Komodo for opening their restaurant for one of our favorite restaurants in Miami. Whenever you're in Brickell, make sure you stop by Komodo.
Incredible.
Get that Rasha.
Yes. And the duck. I like the duck. That's my favorite. Okay. So before we start, it's a few announcements that we have to make. A lot of people have always said, like, you know, you guys only go to like the major markets, and that's Atlanta and New York and LA when you do events. Like, well, why don't you hit other smaller markets? So we are doing, before InvestFest, we're doing a free event in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes. Shout out to the Midwest.
Shout out to American Life Insurance Company for partnering with us for that. And this is a free event for adults and children. Children ages 12 to 17 and adults ages 18 and up. It's going to be an all-day financial literacy. You're going to learn about investing, business, marketing, all that stuff. So if you're interested, go to our website, go to earnyourleisure.com, and hit the Milwaukee event tab. Yes, Milwaukee event tab is free, but you have to RSVP. Space is limited.
It's going to sell out fast, so go now.
Yeah. And that's the same day as Ian's birthday, so we will be back in Miami
pulling the double header
for the boat. You got to pull up. You coming?
Please. Oh, you doing the big boy boat?
Yeah, Matt was
saying he got the big boat.
400 people. Yeah,
so we had to talk about that.
Yeah. I saw it yesterday. I saw a doctor said, "Oh, that's about that."
The biggest.
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right, Troy. Oh, housekeeping items.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all our earners. Shout out to the Red Panda family. We want to give you some advice. You know, some interesting feedback. So we got a great choice if you're looking to bank or invest. Ally is the leading digital financial service company with passionate customer service and is relentlessly focused on doing it right for both customers and our communities. Ally is giving out Market Monday's viewers. That means you, everybody that can hear my voice right now, a special offer on ally.com/EYL so that you can save, invest, and spend on the things that matter most to you. Again, that's ally.com/EYL. For everything we need, we're all better off within Ally. Security products and services are offered through Ally Invest Securities, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC. Shout out to Ally and shout out to that site. I went to the site, man. It is a pretty good offer that they're giving away.
Yeah. Shout out to the good folks at Ally.
They got a good shout of us from our time in Miami at our Basel up there. So, yeah, shout out to Ally.
Good people at Ally. Disclaimer?
Yeah, I mean, you know how this works, man. Do your research. Our content is intended to be used and must be used for informational purposes only. It's very important you do your own analysis before making any investment based on your own personal circumstances. You should check and verify any independent financial advice that you hear from us and from our show that you wish to rely upon. So whether for the purpose of making an investment decision or otherwise, please do your own research. And if it's good research, share the research. Yes. That's how we grow community. Please. Yes. Thank you. This is a message brought to you by the good fellows at Earn Your Leisure and the good brother Ian Dunlap, the master investor himself.
Yes. Ian, any announcements?
Stock Club call will be tomorrow at 9:30 Central. So after you check out the amazing
Thank you. Tomorrow.
Legend.
Thank you for saying that. Extremely important episode.
Oh.
Extremely important episode. Don Peebles, the biggest real estate developer, the biggest black real estate developer in American history, the only black real estate developer to ever have a hotel in South Beach.
Yes.
Yes, that was a legendary situation. And he's in the process of building the tallest skyscraper in New York City, the only skyscraper in New York City that will be majority black owned and a black development team. Forbes listed his net worth at $700 million in 2007. And he told me when I met him, he said, I haven't cooperated with Forbes since.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Therefore,
so you do the math.
That's a 10-year span. Yeah. Not only is he saying it's the tallest building in New York City, we're talking about the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. Right? He went and looked at how much the building structure was for the Freedom Tower, One World Trade now, and said, all right, well, can we go 10 feet high? And so he just wants to set the precedent. And he's got a lot of stuff that's coming inside of that building. So this is a legendary conversation. It was an honor to meet him. And we got some awesome surprises with him.
Yeah.
So I think so.
Never know.
One or two.
You never know.
So that's Billionaire Boys Club. That episode comes out tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Earn Your Leisure. That's a big one. That's very rare that you get an opportunity to talk to a billionaire, especially a black billionaire.
Absolutely.
That means a lot. That means a lot.
Now, if you don't watch an amazing episode and taking notes, Stock Club call will be at 9:30. Please take notes on this episode because it's not often that we get to sit down with someone like Don to be able to communicate how he built his empire once in a lifetime. So see you guys tomorrow. Let's go.
Yes. All right. So let's jump into it.
One more announcement.
Oh,
okay. Because I didn't
when I thought about this show, I didn't know this table was gonna be here. You gotta see my fit. The fit is the whole way, the whole thing.
Respect the
whole
the trip. Fit.
Just gotta make sure.
Respect the trip.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta respect make, the trip
make
real
sure
quick.
Make sure that the chain gets shown.
The final announcement. Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now we can do the show.
It's called winning.
Big winner.
So, all right, we're gonna jump into this. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna throw a couple of questions out early for Ian, and then we're gonna jump into my brother TJ. So Ian, let me ask you this: Coinbase is shutting down their affiliate program on July 19th. Mm. What exactly does that even mean?
I hate to say it, and I know you guys hate some of my takes on crypto at times, but if they are shutting down their affiliate program and Coinbase Pro, it is a high chance that Coinbase may be insolvent soon. Mm. Mm. So we've seen Three Arrows have issues, Terra Luna. So if, let's say if I bring Terrence a deal and I'm like, hey, here's the deal for 10 million. Will you give me one? He's like, yes, I got you. That's easy. I'm gonna keep 9 million. If a person won't pay you that 1 million, it's because they already owe other people. So we've seen this before historically, that when people won't pay out their business partners, vendors, or affiliates, it's because they're in financial ruin. I don't want this to happen because the extinction level event that can happen as a result will be catastrophic for crypto. Like if Coinbase goes bankrupt, that $100 Ethereum price will come true.
Well, all right. So Coinbase, that's you make very bold statements.
How often have I been wrong? So
my name is my name.
Coinbase, publicly listed company, largest American crypto exchange. Mm-hmm. I think the second largest crypto exchange in the world outside of Binance. Mm-hmm. That's a very
That's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
Yeah. So was Bitcoin going to 20,000 when it was 65? I called that, put yes in chat if I made you money.
I should have had a conversation. Right.
So the Doge going to 13 cents. I told you guys to buy again at 7. I called that. I don't want crypto to go out of business. Here's what happened. A lot of people in crypto could not make it in tech, big tech, or banking. So since there's no regulation, they move there. So how did Three Arrows go out of business? Celsius. What happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Implosion. Yeah. Terra Luna. Implosion. I don't want this to happen. But if you look at 2007 and 2008, this is panning out to be worse than a financial crisis of then, because at least it was contained to one area. Mm-hmm. Now we're in war, crypto's falling apart, inflation is insane. Real estate is starting to topple. Austin is coming down. Parts of California is coming down. We'll talk to Terrence about real estate later. But I don't want this to happen. I love everyone at Coinbase because I don't want to ruin any relationships. But my job is to tell the truth. Yeah. So if a stock went from 400 down to 40, and now they begin to play games on how quickly you can take your money out of a bank. If this happened with Bank of America, everyone black would be like, let's boycott. We would march in front of Bank of America. But because crypto was supposed to be a solvency and financial catalyst for us, we don't view it the same way. I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to be true. But if the market continues to slide down, Coinbase can be in a lot of trouble.
So Coinbase's official statement is, due to the crypto market conditions and the outlook of the remainder of this year, 2022, Coinbase is unable to continue supporting incentivized traffic to its platform. And so they're kind of looking at it like, obviously, the market is going down. We can't pay people, I guess, for having people join Coinbase, right? At one point, it was like, if you told a friend, it was like, you got $5 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think their stance is like, no, Coinbase isn't over. Just that program is going to be over. But when you start seeing things, you follow that getting pulled back. Obviously, you do that, you can stop the incentivized things. Then you start seeing hiring freezes, right? All these things go down that line.
I mean, they're laying off 18% of their staff. You guys hiring or adding to it?
It's a big number.
Over leverage. I told you before. You don't have. I love you guys. Coinbase, please call us. We can help. We can help with growth. I can help boost things 25%. They put their magic on. That's another 40%. Please be careful though. When you lay off 18% of your staff, it's usually not a good sign for.
Somebody get Brian on the line, please.
Coinbase, we'll monitor the situation. All right, this is a conversation that all of us can chime in on. So the GDP report will come out July 28th. So a recession is I had this conversation with Charlamagne, tried to see the God. Two negative quarters of GDP mm-hmm. is an official recession, mm-hmm. which it looks like we're headed towards. officially announcing that we're in a recession. Okay, so what does this mean for the broader range of the economy? And Terrence, I want to get your opinion. You live in Miami. Mm-hmm. So have you seen the effects of this economic downturn? Because this is the city where everybody got Lamborghini. Yeah. Everybody's spending $5,000 for dinner.
Or have $500 on date.
Perhaps. Have you, love. Have you started to see it in your space, or has it still kind of not been affected yet?
Yeah, I mean, the writing, again, is on the wall. We're starting to see a decline in certain things. Miami is kind of an outlier. I mean, I'm not saying that the city is recession-proof, and I'm not saying that LA is recession-proof, but it's not as prevalent as it is in other places. Dinner at Komodo is still going to be popping. Lamborghinis are still going to be out. There's going to be 100 yachts on the water every Sunday. All of those things still exist in the marketplace. Yeah. But when you start to see the trends in like, you know, bookings and rates and things, you know, different business flights, like all of those things, you just start to see it, you know, trickle down. And then obviously the housing market here is all the way crazy.
It's on fire,
you know,
right?
It depends on who you're asking. I'm enjoying it, but you know, there's a ton of people right now that housing is a huge issue for that has to be addressed, right? And like you said, with real estate, we're gonna see some big things happening with those trends. Yeah. They're gonna overcorrect it by all this inventory that's gonna come in, and some of those prices are gonna drop. So,
what markets do you think will be overcorrected or adjusted? So.
Well, I mean, if you just look at the amount of cranes in Miami, right? Yeah. I mean, obviously, everybody's moving to Miami. Yeah. All the New Yorkers are coming down to Miami. Everybody from L.A. is coming to Miami. Everybody else from, you know, everybody that can come to Miami is coming to Miami.
A lot of overseas.
All the overseas. You see all the billionaires out here, all the people from Europe, all over, coming down to Miami right now. You're seeing more cranes and cranes go up, right? More condos being built, more houses being built. Soon it's going to correct itself, right? And then if they keep on going, which it seems like it's going in that direction, then you'll start to hopefully see some of those prices drop. But right now, the prices are at an all-time high. I was looking to buy a house here 2 years ago, and I decided to pick up a property in Palm Springs instead. The house that I was looking at was going for like $2.5 million here. Mm-hmm. Right now, that same house is $5 million. Mm. Like the market right now is ridiculous.
Let me ask you this about Miami. So you went from LA, California has the highest state income tax, to Florida, which has no state income tax. Mm-hmm. Was that part of your decision?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. One of the biggest parts of my decision is, you know, when you start generating a certain amount of revenue, you got to find ways to get around that. And when I look at people that are, you know, leaders in the space, this is, you know, Puff is a smart guy. He's always, you know what I'm saying? He's always down here in Miami. I never put one and two together all those years. And I'm like, he's like, of course, you know what I'm saying? So it's like spending time here, spending time in Houston, Texas, is definitely the tax benefit of it is definitely part of the incentive.
I know you've been heavy on trying to recruit people to come. Are you seeing people in your space, in your industry, looking at their finances in that way? Like, look, let's go to a state like Texas or like Florida, where we can actually save by not having state tax. Are you seeing people doing that? Or are they like, I'm gonna go for the luxury house, let's go to New York, let's go to LA?
Yeah, you know, look, there's always trends on where everything is, right? Back, you know, in New York, I spent a lot of my time in New York, right? My days of shooting TV shows in New York, and then there was a shift that kind of happened to LA, right? All the music people used to be in New York 100%, right? Mm-hmm. Then it kind of happened, you know, by the time Jay-Z and Nas and everybody's in LA, you're seeing a trend in people, you know, shifting to the West Coast, right? Now you're just seeing a lot of people come down here. New York is having a great resurgence right now. New York is popping right now. So you're seeing a lot of people there as well. But I'm always telling people, you know, come where the money is. And there's so much money and opportunity, you know, to build out. And in my field in entertainment, there's so much area for growth that it's I feel like it's the perfect place right now.
Yeah. Ian, let me ask you this. As far as the recession, we actually have a panel at InvestFest, get your tickets, how to prepare for a recession. So give the people some nuggets on how to, you know, brace themselves for this economic storm that we're in right now.
Number one, educate yourself on the markets that are going to be the most popular within 10 years. Because if you're following the old trend, there are so many players that have saturated that market, you won't be able to have an impact there. Number two, you have to have connections. And we were talking about it before we started. Relationships matter. You can't build an empire on your own. It's impossible to do so. Number three, you have to learn from people that are smarter than you, who have the money that you want to have. So my thing is, if a person has more money than me, I'm going to listen. And I know some of you in the comments are going to be like, there's evil billionaires. I get all that. But usually if a person has ascended to where you want to be, they have a pathway for you to get there. And number four, you have to master investing. You have to. So like, if you don't know how to buy houses, stocks, businesses, any asset at the best prices, you are going to get manipulated and taken advantage of. So those are my four tips. What would you guys say for this recession?
I mean, you know, I always say to pay off debt.
Absolutely.
Especially credit card debt. Yeah. That's extremely important. You know, boost up your cash reserves if you can, because anything can happen. Obviously, people get laid off during recession, so you want to make sure you have money on the sideline and money that you can sustain yourself. Invest, because, you know, during a recession, it's usually good times to invest.
Absolutely.
When the stock market is down, or now crypto is down as well. Housing prices are still high, but who knows, that could drop as well. And I will also say invest in your education and skill set.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, talk about entrepreneurship, it's always a good time to start a business, because, you know, it's never a good time to not have control of your destiny.
Absolutely.
But the best time to start a business is during economic downturns. And I feel like, you know, my first career before this was a financial advisor, and I started in 2008, which was the worst recession since the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And then during COVID, which was the last economic downturn that we had, we already had a business going, but we doubled down on it.
Yeah.
Market Mondays was created during COVID. We started a lot of different verticals during COVID. So I feel like that is always an opportunity to, you know, hit when it's down.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely recommend and suggest that for people. Definitely invest in your education. Look to start a business. Save money. Invest. And keep your debt low. You should keep your debt low at all
times.
No
matter what.
But definitely during economic downturns. Because anything can happen, right? It's like I always say, you don't prepare for a blizzard when it's snowing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have salt. Like, if you're in New York, like, you got the salt, you got the shovel, you got to buy that in advance, right? So you're already prepared. Like, too many times we try to prepare when something is happening.
It's already too late.
Yeah. And this is why, like, the rich get richer, because everybody knows that it works in cycles.
Yeah.
So you don't prepare for bad times during bad times. You prepare for bad times during good times.
Mm-hmm.
So when things are going great, instead of like celebrating, you know that eventually it's not going to be so great.
Yeah.
So you're already preparing for that. So now when it's not great, you can take advantage. That's what rich people do. The opposite is for middle class and poor people, where it's always bad times, but they just double down on just the negativity during the bad time. Like, you just can, like, and then it just becomes like a constant cycle of just like a rat race, right? So that's something that's extremely important, is to look at opportunities and prepare for crashes in advance, as opposed to trying to jump in when it's already happened.
Even for me, I prepared for the 2020 crash since 2008 when I missed the opportunity. So now it feels like it's a cakewalk, even when I said Coinbase may have. That's me studying every financial firm, every brokerage, since the 1890s. Like, when you, I'm not saying that they are gonna go insolvent, I hope they don't, but when you shut down certain programs and you're going on hiring freezes, while the assets that you know, well, even retail trading is down 18%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So primary revenue driver for Coinbase is going down. You have to be mindful and study, but Terrence and Troy, what would you say for the recession?
I mean, I was listening to an athlete the other day, I forget who it was, and he had this mindset of like Operation Zero.
Mm.
And it was like, no matter how much he had made, the next day was a new day. And so we had to figure out how to make money.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. And so if you have that mindset, that almost teaches that financial discipline. So where I'm 100% agreeing with what Rashad said, was like the education part is the most important thing, right? Because at that point, you're limitless with your opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so you get more opportunities when you're educated.
Yeah.
The other thing is like having a skill. Like, people underestimate that. Like, I know they used to have trade schools,
but
having a skill takes away a lot of the barriers for you to be successful, right? Like, rather than have a job, have a profession where there's always going to be a need, right? So everybody's not going to be the greatest investor in the world, but, you know, somebody could be a plumber. We're always going to be
there. Electrician.
Right? Yep. You could be an electrician. Somebody's always going to be there. So find a skill, especially in these times. Because even if you had a career, like, you could be doing that on the side as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have more money to now invest and become more successful and have more opportunities. And so those two things are important. That mindset, I forget, it might have been KD. It was just like, yo, he had made money. And they kind of like, after his first year, he was just like, wait, where's my money? Mm-hmm. And it was like, wait, I have to figure this out. Like, no, I have to go back to Operation Zero. Every day I got to figure out a new way. And that's going to lead to opportunities. And it's going to expand your mind too. That's kind of one of the things, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Especially, I can speak for myself, that definitely happened. It was like, oh, new opportunity to learn. Let me learn as much as I can. First thing I do is like, all right, grasp it and let's go teach it. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how we just grow.
You want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, no, I agree with everything you're saying. You know, I feel like the biggest thing that you can invest in is yourself and your skill set in addition to your relationships. There's a cat named Lethal Shooter that I'm
shooting hook shots.
In my DMs, right? He slides into my DMs. This is like 3 or 4 years ago, right? Yeah. And he's like, yo, I know you got a basketball crib at your house. Let me come by, spend some time with you. Let's work on your jump shot, right? Yeah. The first time I read, I'm like, I ain't working on that jump shot. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a jump shot back then. And I'm not going to have a jump shot now, right? He hits me again, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, let me come. I'll just give you a free session, right? Mm-hmm. Eventually, he tracks me down, comes to the house, right? He is a phenomenal teacher, right? Me, I ain't never been able to hoop like that, but he spends the time, and I'm wondering, I'm like, what's his angle, right? What is he trying to get out of it, right? He did that to so many different people, right? And one conversation happens, and then I'm talking to Machine Gun Kelly, who's my next door neighbor. And now he's shooting with him. And before you know it, he's shooting with KD. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, he's shooting, with some of the biggest athletes in the game, right? This is a guy who came to LA with a basketball, right? He didn't come with a bunch of contacts. He didn't come with nobody put him on, right? Mm-hmm. He put in the work and he built his relationships from the ground up. He used his social media. He didn't have a lot of followers. Not like I saw him and was like, oh, this guy's already popping.
Yeah.
He built it from the ground up with using his skill set, right? So what I always tell people is, whatever your skill set is, right? Whether you're the best in finance, whether you're the best dentist, whether you're the best architect, whatever it is that you're passionate about, how are you using your resources as best you can, right? And he's just a pure example. I'm so proud of him now because he's like blown. The guy's in video games now, right? And it's happened over these last couple of years because he put in the work and he built his relationships.
Can we say relationships will lead us out of a recession if you're an entrepreneur? Is that the big takeaway?
Relationships save your life. Yeah. And I feel like too many times we don't focus on cultivating relationships. Mm-hmm. And that is more important than any other skill set that you can have.
Yeah.
It's like, you can be the hardest worker. You can be the most talented person. Mm-hmm. You can, get up early, go to bed late. And it doesn't matter if you don't have the relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's like the Lethal Shooter thing is a good story because it's a marketing story as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, I actually follow him. And what he does is, if you're not familiar with him, he's like, has like little Yachty, like running like suicide drills. Like, it's weird, but I understand it because it's like, then they post it on their page and he gets all of these rappers. It's like Gary Vee, right?
Yeah,
it's like, why is Gary Vee? Because they have the influence.
Yeah.
So you get the people with the influence to do things that is not normal, like for them, right? It's like, it's not even like they're playing ball, like they're actually running drills. So now that's interesting. So now it raises his profile.
Yeah.
And now he can do personal training. He can, do whatever he wants because he has millions of followers. Yeah. Anything that he posts goes viral. And he's established himself as an authority in the space. Chris Brinkley is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brinkley is a trainer who he got on. And he, like, you see that loft in New York, like, that's Chris Brinkley's, that where he works out at. So, like, Carmelo, when he had the hoodie on.
Yeah.
So you get... But he also, like, he have, like, Dave East in there, stuff like that. So he gets these NBA players and these celebrities to train. And just by doing that, posting it on social media, it's automatically made him authority in the space. Yeah. Is he a better trainer than the guy I grew up with? I don't know. Probably not. But doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He has the relationship that the other guy doesn't have.
And the consistency of putting out the content.
Yeah.
Can you guys quickly share, like, what are your tips for building relationship? Well, that may be one of the biggest.
The great thing, shout out to Derek Falcon, who, one of my favorite people, restaurant owner from Baltimore, episode 11, got to check it out.
Classic episode, too.
Yeah, changed everything for us. So he was like, he was talking to somebody, and they was like, these guys earn your leisure, like, you know, what's so special about them? Like, I don't necessarily see anything special in them. Like,
they, he said that to
His friend was telling him.
He about to get mad.
He's like, you know, I don't necessarily see anything special with them. Like, you know, they just regular guys. Like, they just talking about finance. Like, what makes them? And he was like, I see everything in them that I don't see in you. He was like, they got it.
That's Derek. If you know Derek, that's him. That's how you talk.
He's like, it's loyalty. They known each other their whole life. They honor their word. Mm-hmm. They keep good relationships. They're not trying to screw people over.
Reliable.
To, he was like, and that's what you don't see. Like, you're trying to find a secret. And the secret is just be a good person.
Skip that part. My God. Yeah.
Like, you're trying to do all of this. You're trying to clout chase. You're trying to cut corners. You're trying to snake. And that's what people don't understand, like the power of relationships. Because once you screw one person over, or once one person doesn't like you, it's a domino effect.
Absolutely.
Inversely, once one person likes you, it's a domino effect.
I gotta, and I gotta add to that just two other things is the follow-up, right? You guys follow up and you follow through. And on top of that, the second asterisk is you always send the wire. When I say that,
good business always
when does. I say that, it's just good business, right? I get my money in advance. I get my money, and that makes me happy, right? And when you get your wire, it's like, so how I came into to your world, right? I'm looking, I'm buying properties up, right? Yeah. I'm buying so many properties. I got to figure out a way to not spend all of my money as I'm buying these properties up, right? So I call DJ Envy, who again has done an incredible job of branding himself, not just as an entertainer, but now Envy posting all of his houses and all of his cars. I'm like, okay, let me call and see how he's making all of these moves, right? Envy hooks me up with his guy, Matt, right? And so now I'm on the phone with Matt, and I'm like, my bank is telling me that for, you know, a house, I want to spend $1 million on this house. My bank is telling me that I need to put 20, 25% down because I have so many homes, right? I get on the phone with Matt. He's like, I have a particular program. You could do 15% down, maybe be able to get you 10% down, right? I'm like, sign me up, right? We're in the middle of this deal. Things happen in the middle of the deal, right? Things get a little whatever, right? The deal's about to fall apart, right? Matt basically saves the deal by putting his own money on the line,
Matt,
just to keep the deal in play, right? And when he did that, it showed a level of integrity that you don't really see often. Anyway, long story short, we closed the deal. Everything happens in the time it's supposed to happen. I buy the property. The property skyrockets in value immediately after I buy it. And then he hooks me up with y'all, right?
Yeah.
And so I tell that story because the conversations and the relationships trickle, right? Yeah. And so built off of that, now we in business, right?
Yeah.
Then you guys have been doing everything you say you're going to do. Now I'm going to preach you guys to the mountaintops. So when I'm talking on the phone to whoever, it then becomes the cosign of doing good business and doing good work and establishing that relationship for yourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And it just keeps on growing, right? Because then you already did, you crushed it with Steve Harvey, right? But I'm friends with Steve. So now when me and Steve are having a conversation, it's just reiterating, yo, I was already betting on them. Yo, you need to bet on them even more, right? Yeah. And it continues to build. So again, it's the relationship equity. It's being true to your word. And it's you know, mastering what you're great at, which obviously you guys are great at something. So I want to just add those things on to why you guys are successful. Because it's not a fluke on why you guys are successful.
Can I touch on something really quickly? Because the Matt story is incredible. And shout out to MG's, obviously helped me with my home. When he was doing that process, you know the deal's about to collapse, right? You've been in the space and you've been in real estate. Your initial thoughts when this is happening, like, because you've seen deals go bad, right? Like, when he actually put his own money up and make sure that you know your deal was secure. What did that feel like for you, right? Because like you've been in situations where the deal's going bad and it's like, who is this guy? I can't mess with him anymore. Yeah. And it's somebody that looks like us at that. So. What was that? Like?
It's, you know, it's your first deal. And again, just so you can understand, just so our viewers can understand what I'm talking about. So when you're buying a house, obviously there's an amount of time that you have, right? You got to close within a certain window, right? So if he promises, hey, we're going to get this deal down to 15%, right? And I decide, all right, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to use you as my person to get this deal done, right? Then the banks, whatever happens, they come back, say, oh, it's going to be 20% actually. Matter of fact, it might be 20%, 25%, right? That could be a difference in $100,000, $150,000, right? Is that going to break me? No, right? I could pay it. But it would just annoy me that you promised me something that you and can't deliver right?
Yep.
So then when you step in and say, yo, if the banks won't secure you at the rate that I promised you, I'll put my own $100,000. I'll put the money in escrow just so that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do, right?
At all costs.
I would have never taken his money. I might have taken his money. It wasn't about taking his money. It's like you said. And that automatically shifted my mindset set from being mad about the deal to being like, yo, however it goes, I want to bet on this horse. I want to bet on what he's got going on because it's the integrity for me.
Shout out to MG.
MG.
Shout out to Matt the mortgage guy. That's envy calls him. So staying in the real estate thing.
Don't get too far ahead. The mortgage guy for now. This guy's the king all of a sudden. I'm taking the story back, all right? And send me the 100 grand now.
So let's talk about this. Airbnb.
Yeah.
So I know I spoke to you and you was like, you know, you've been making some nice profit off of Airbnb. So about that, how did you get turned on to the Airbnb game? And yeah, let's talk about the Airbnb business for you.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I've been coming down to like a city like Miami for years. And Airbnb has just changed how people travel, right? People don't even automatically go to a hotel now. You'll go to an Airbnb. But it takes me back to what you were saying after the recession, right? So I buy a house in Guttenberg, New Jersey, back when, you know, everybody, you was working in New York, you lived in New Jersey at the time, right? So Edgewater, New Jersey area, right? Bought this house 2007, 2006, for about $500,000. I think it was like $525 for this townhouse, right? So I end up, I get a new contract. I'm leaving 106 a park, new contract in LA at E News, right? So abruptly within a month, I got to move, right? I'm now in LA, right? So now I have this property that's costing me a few thousand dollars a month. I get a renter in there, but I'm losing still about $1,500, $2,000 a month in rent, right? Fast forward, I get chicken. And within 12 months of that, I'm like, oh man, this is bleeding me dry, right? Yeah. Sell the house, get out of it, right? I looked at that house before I did this interview. The house now is, the last time it sold was for $1.5 million, right? On a $500,000 house.
Yeah.
If I would have not been scared and stuck with it and kept the property, I would have made my money twofold on it a million times over, right? But as a, you know, especially as Black people, my parents, we're all first generation, a lot of us.
Yep.
So I've been told my whole life, don't have multiple mortgages. You don't want to have multiple properties, right? The Airbnb game has completely shifted a lot of that paradox, right?
Yeah.
Now I have multiple homes in multiple cities. I just bought a house I was talking about in Palm Springs. So I bought this house for $1 million, right? The house is now, the comps in that neighborhood are doing $2.1 million in that same neighborhood, right? My monthly nut on that house, somewhere $6,000-$7,000 on the monthly nut on it, right? I'm renting it $20,000 a month, right? So this is just, and that's on one property, right?
So you do monthly rents? Long term?
There's different markets. Some markets you can do it. Like in LA, I can do a short term with one of those houses. In that particular house in Palm Springs, there's a moratorium, so you have to do a monthly rent. So it has to be a 30 day on that. But again, there's from VBRO to Airbnb to the MLS. Now there's so many things in place where you can own homes and not have to feel like, oh, I have to rush out of this house. Mm. I can now have a renter in place. I die tomorrow, my mom, for the rest of her life, my family for the rest of their life, will be having passive income coming in. I can now just assign, hey, this house is going this direction. This, you know what? My business manager, I love you. You'll get this one, right? It's about building that generational wealth.
Yeah.
And now there's different, you know, there's different models in place so that we can really grow and build businesses together.
PeerSpace is very good too. PeerSpace we got turned on to when, you know, shout out to Ad Sober Liabilities. We have a show with Vault. And we did it in Atlanta, and we used somebody's apartment. And the girl was actually a big fan, so she stayed and she spoke to us, and she was like giving us the game on it. And I'm like, what's going on here? And she's like, you know, PeerSpace is a platform where you can rent your house or your apartment for hours, mm-hmm. as opposed to Airbnb where you're renting it for days. Yeah, yeah. So it's real good for production companies,
yeah.
especially in cities like New York, Atlanta, or LA. And then we went to LA, and then we did another episode mm-hmm. ago, and they did the same thing at a house. So it's like a lot of these houses in these markets where you see like rap videos
yep.
or yeah. shows or commercials. And the good thing is that even if your building doesn't allow Airbnb, from my understanding, right, mm-hmm. Matt, you can still do PeerSpace because yeah. they're not spending the night.
Right, yeah.
It's just like having a guest over, mm-hmm. right? And then it's like they're only there for a couple of hours as opposed to, you know, the yeah. whole, and the rate is a lot higher because way you're higher. Charging film companies yeah. and production companies, stuff like that. Yeah. So that's another way to actually get some money from renting out your spot. And like I said, especially if you're in a market like a Miami, New York, Atlanta, yeah. LA, where there's always going to be content, because content creation is only going to get bigger.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't have places to film content.
Right.
So it's like, you know, whether you have a nice house or a nice apartment or a nice view, that is valuable because now people can actually film content from your space. Like where we're at right now, this is not our space.
Yeah.
Komodo is like, you know, it's a restaurant that they let us come in here. So that's another thing to think about.
And the beauty of it is you can have multiple day shoots. Right. And so if you rent the space from 10 to 5 for 3 days, you're probably going to make as much as you did, if not more than you did if you rented it on the Airbnb. But I want to come back to what you were saying, because as you're talking, I'm hearing multiple streams, multiple streams, multiple streams. I remember when you came to New York.
Yeah.
Right. And you're talking about buying property. Now, when did that switch go on in your brain? Or has that always been kind of the mindset as you were, you know, coming into the industry and accumulating money, was how many streams can I get? Or was there somebody that mentored you or guided you? Was like, hey, I see that you're doing well.
Yep.
Here's an avenue you should try to explore.
Damon John was one of those guys early. My lawyer, I'll never forget, Daryl Miller, another one of those guys who told me, you know, you got to have 7 streams of income before you can even really start to talk about wealth, right? You can make money, right? But you got to figure out other streams of making horizontal money, which is when you're laying down
yeah.
how you're able to make money. And for a long time in my career, when being on TV, you know, there's that want to be in front of the camera, right? I want to be the guy in front of the camera. I want you to see me making money, right? And then the there's a part of maturity that happens, right? And then you realize, oh, if I'm getting this much money, if I'm making $1 million for this show, being on camera, then the executive producer that's paying me
yes,
must be good. At least making $2 million, yeah. right? And so over the past, I would say 5 to 6 years, I've really just been shifting to more of a business standpoint, executive producing more projects, executive producing more content. How do I leverage my relationships? How do I leverage my personality? So that pretty much anytime I walk out of the house, I monetize every single thing that I do, right?
Mm.
So even being here in this restaurant, I'm gonna call them afterward, be like, hey, we need to do a series of podcasts. You know what I mean? Like it's about leveraging everything around you. And that's something that I've learned to discover and appreciate later on.
So you told us before we began filming that you have an Oscar. Can you walk us through the process of how you became an investor in a film that eventually won that Oscar? I'm super curious.
So I'll take you back before then. I'm in the car with Kanye West, who is a mentor and a friend, obviously a very brilliant mind, right? And we're talking about films and we're like, oh, we got to do this film together, right? We like, oh, we got this idea. And in the conversation, I'm like, oh my God, this idea is brilliant. We can win an Oscar for this, right? And so he gets quiet. And we're driving, and I mean, you know the Kanye face. He just kind of goes, and he's like, man, you ruined that moment. And I'm like, how I ruined the moment? And he's like, I can't believe that as we were going into our creative zone and we're coming up with ideas that can inspire and change the world, that you limited the scope of it by, you know, having somebody else give us an award to make us feel good about it, right? And that really hit me hard. Because I was like, damn, you're right. I'm not just thinking about us being creative. I'm thinking in the back of my mind, how can somebody else give me props for doing something that I'm passionate about.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And after that, I kind of just said, you know what? I'm just going to start creating and doing things and working with people that I want to work with.
Yeah.
Within 72 months, within the next, you know, 2-3 years, I get a phone call from a business partner, a friend of mine named Aronda Garrett, who sets me up with a guy named Trayvon Free and my man Van. And they're working on this incredible project called Two Distant Strangers. Mm-hmm. And they wanted it to be invested. They wanted Black people to be the investors on it, right? The concept, if you haven't seen it, is like Black Lives Matter meets Groundhog Day, right? Joey Badass, beautiful script, beautiful project. And so I invested in it, right? Yeah. Fast forward, the film is Oscar nominated. Fast forward, the film wins an Oscar, right? Mm. Oscar night, I'm standing there holding an Oscar in my hand, right? I tell the whole story to make sure people understand. It's not about the destination, right? It's not about some end goal. It's about the journey, right? Mm-hmm. It's about all I did was work with good people. Mm. And when I stopped putting some kind of value at the end of it, all the things that I wanted started happening for me. And then the next year I got the call, I'm hosting the Oscars red carpet. You know what I mean? So from BET Awards to hosting the Oscars red carpet, all because I just believed in my craft and never gave up. And so it's never about chasing the money, right? Mm-hmm. It's always about, for me, in the business standpoint, of doing things that you love doing and that you're passionate about, and then working with people smarter than you, like you said earlier, yeah, that can help you make money. Mm-hmm. Let the money make itself, yeah, you know?
So let me ask you, let's do this. Let's have a hot topic, and we're like slicing it up a little bit, but I want your input on it because you're in the space. But Ian, I'm gonna start with you. So we reported last week about the Netflix teaming up, mm-hmm, with Microsoft.
Yes.
Very interesting situation.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think of that as far as, you know, that subscription model? And do you think that eventually Netflix will be acquired by Microsoft? And how do you feel about Netflix long-term perspective?
Yeah, the funny part is somebody had messaged me 3 days ago. I was like, you guys talked about this in 2020. Mm-hmm. I forgot we had even mentioned it. So Netflix has been under fire, of course. I think they need to change their model because at the rate at which they're losing subscribers and the current price point, they won't be able to get to that $400 or $500 valuation anytime soon again if they don't. But Microsoft will be a perfect partner. So initially, even when Facebook began the ad platform, who did they partner with first? Microsoft. Microsoft is a very non-competitive partner where they won't try and come in and take all the shine away from your business. And if they partner with Netflix on it, I think it would give them the push they needed. It would give them a lot more liquidity and a bigger ecosystem to be able to sustain. I think Microsoft has done subscription platform better than almost anyone. Mm-hmm. And given the trouble they're in right now with pricing and the amount of debt they have for these shows, I think they'll make a hell of a comeback if Microsoft did acquire them. And, you know, Microsoft one of my babies, so I was happy to see this news pop up.
But even if they don't acquire them, just a partnership, you think that that will help Netflix?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because even, like, if, let's say if we partner with Universal or even with Ally, right? Those partnerships help, as you talked about, relationship, ecosystem, trust. And if they get into that ecosystem and they begin to advise and help them on how to structure the business better, things can turn around in 2 or 3 years for sure for the company. I think, so it's something that's needed.
I think that's part of it. I think that part that you spoke about, liquidity, is key, right? Because we've spoken with for how many months about how much debt they're in between the licensing of the content and trying to create original content, and just that strategy of going about business is just not sustainable long term.
It doesn't work.
Now, we'll see tomorrow. They have their earnings report. But we'll see, because last time they reported, we saw for the first time a decline in the amount of subscribers.
Yeah.
We saw all their competitors actually have inclines, Disney being right on their heels. And so the liquidity part is important. But like you said, when you partner with somebody who is a stable, like a stalwart in this space, you're going to learn from that.
Yeah.
Right. And so that helps the stock, that helps the company. And we saw it once the news was announced, we saw an increase in Netflix stock.
Yeah.
Well, if they have a long-term relationship, they have a partnership, I don't know if they'll be able to acquire. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But that helps, right? It helps, right? There's so much bad news that's been happening to Netflix. We saw them get cut from $600 down to $160. It's like, wow, they lost 70%. Well, here's a sign of good news. Here's a sign of good faith. There's this company, Microsoft, is one of the top three companies in the world that believes in them and believes in a partnership going forward. So it helps it, you know what I mean?
And let's not forget about those old board members that at Microsoft that don't like Apple. Apple TV, they won an Oscar this year, right?
They did.
Yeah, Apple TV's been killing it.
They've been, their content has been killing it. So don't think that they're not looking at that space and saying, hey, we can do what they did, but better with a company that's already dominated in that space. So if they can help fix the debt structure, subscription, and provide liquidity, those old wars never go away in tech.
That's funny. I know you didn't even think about that. Yeah. Apple, they won for best film. Yeah. That's crazy. That's a great take.
So, Terrence, let me ask you this. Shout out to Dame Dash.
Shout out to Dame.
My brother. He's very opinionated, if you didn't know that. The last time we saw him in person, we had a discussion in the parking lot, and he was saying that subscription models don't work. He was like, Netflix is in trouble. No subscription model is. He's like, but like Tubi and YouTube, he's like, free is the way to go. Like, give it away. Don't charge people for it. Like, the subscription is not, it's not a good model when it comes to content. You're a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about that? Do you feel that just give content away, or do you feel like you can make people or allow people to pay, and that's a viable option?
You know, I feel like there's the ebb and flow of the market, right? I mean, obviously, we all know the story about Blockbuster Video, right? And then we look at the story of Netflix, and now we look at where Netflix is right now and the shifts that are happening in the industry. You know, when you told somebody, you know, 10 years ago, you could pay $8 and have unlimited content and new films and everything. Like that was an incredible deal, right? Like, the subscription-based model was an incredible deal, right? But now we're looking at a critical mass, right? There's so many different, I can't even keep up with the HBO Max, the Hulu, Amazon Prime, like, and there's so much good content that you want to get it all. You can't miss the show. You don't want to miss Game of Thrones, but you also don't want to miss, you know, the whatever. Baller, right? You don't want to miss what's coming out. So there's so many subscriptions that, now we've reached another plateau, just like in any other market, where people are going to want to go to, all right, well, how can I watch this for free? Well, guess what? That's been called cable television, right? And, you know, network television for years. You'll see it go down. There'll be other, you know, freebies and other Voodoo, I believe. Yeah. You know, there's a ton coming out of the gate that have really strong content. Yeah. I believe the world that's going to exist 10 years from now is going to be a world where there's a little bit of both. You know, I don't think that the subscription-based model is going to go away altogether, but I think you will start to see other avenues and other free services emerge as well.
Can we talk about the title content creator? Because, I mean, this is a journey that you've been on. We saw you as talent. We saw you as a host. We saw you as an actor. But now, content creator, right? We went from hosting the show to now, you know, you're co-producing. You know, I mean, investments, right? Creative director of it. So, What has that journey been like? Because when you walked in today and you looked around and you were very observing, like, wait, y'all do all this? Y'all, mm-hmm. wait, who yep. Is that something that you've always done? And in your mind, you knew that, you know what? I don't want to be in the camera forever. I need to learn all these things because I'm going to be behind it. What was that journey like?
Yeah, there's a brilliant film called The Kid Stays in the Picture. Anybody that wants to get into entertainment, you know, should watch this movie. Mm-hmm. And you know, the moral of the story is the guy starts off as an actor, but he goes out and he's part of a film and they didn't want him in the movie. And there was a guy that came out and said, you know what, leave the kid stays in the picture. And he wanted to then be that guy who's mm-hmm. the producer, the person behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I started my career young. I started my career in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, working for a radio station. I went to a historically black college, North Carolina A&T, worked at the on-campus radio station, worked at, you know, 102 Jams in Greensboro, built my career. Everybody watched me, you know, very blue collar career on the television sense of it, right? Mm-hmm. Of being a talent, you know, for 15 years on television for people to watch. And then you just get to that point where I know my way around a set more than anything. I'm sitting there watching you read your thing. I'm like, it's good read. Good read. Right? And now it's like there's such a joy in being able to put people in positions, right? That's now my excitement, is to be able to curate a film. You know, I think we'll be announcing it soon, but I want to direct my first project, you know, by the end of this year. And when you look at legendary careers like Ron Howard, who's one of my favorite directors, he started as an actor. And I think that staying creative, staying with things to accomplish in life. I just turned 40 this year, you know,
and
yeah, 82 babies. And it's like,
he's still young. You
know, how much time do we have?
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
If we get 100 years on this rock, we were blessed. Yeah. Right. So I want to look back at my life like Paul Robeson. I want to be a Renaissance man to be able to say, yo, I, you know, I was on camera, I was off camera, I helped people, I inspired people. And so I think that's the next evolution. And from a business standpoint, that's where the real money and the real wealth is behind the scenes as well.
So question for you, what are the three biggest lessons you've learned from all the mentors you've had these years?
Oh,
I know it's a loaded one.
Man.
You have some great mentors too.
That's an incredible question. Best lessons I've learned, I'll start at the beginning, is to never give up. I am where I am for so long, not because I'm the best at what I do. I'm not the funniest. I'm not the best looking. I'm not the smartest. I'm not the most charismatic, right? I just don't give up. I will continuously go after whatever it is I want until I'm able to accomplish that goal. I just wake up and I want things more than other people. And because of that, I've been able to not only get a foot in the door, but 20 years later, I'm still around because of just a dogmatic mindset, right? So that would be the first thing that I've learned from countless mentors. Kevin Hart is a great example of a guy that keeps on going after it. A second thing is, you know, when what is it? Buy up stock, get greedy when the stock is the lowest, right?
Yeah.
And what I've learned is I've had some incredible successes in my career, and I've also made some incredible blunders and some very stupid mistakes, very low points in your career. And what I learned is that anytime that I've fallen in my career, for whatever reason, I'll wake up and something new will happen in my life, right? I had a really bad time in my career a couple years ago. Bad blog, bad everything, right? Yeah. Lena Waithe called me randomly and was like, hey, I saw what happened to you in the news. You look crazy. But guess what? I believe in you. And I grew up with you. You look crazy. Let's rock, right?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, right? T.I., same thing. Called me one day. He's like, I'm going to bet on you when you're down, right? You build friendships and you learn to never give up, right? Even when things are their hardest, don't give up on it. So that would be the second, is like, don't give up on it. And the third is just to keep on dreaming. You know, like I said, plan new goals for yourself, plan new things that make you excited at, in life, you know. Yeah. And that's what it is. Just keep on dreaming big.
Oh, can I take a break real quick? I was just...
All right, Yogi,
do the time stamp.
55 minutes. 55:15.
So what I do is
don't touch anything. Just 55:15. Remember that.
Just put it. Just put it in your phone.
I'm all you.
I do Kenny Burns' show.
Yeah, take a break. Yeah.
So what do you think? But I'm just gonna let y'all talk actually since we're here. So Ian, I'm gonna tell him you could do like five the things to get ready for a recession.
Yeah.
And then Terrence, you can just talk about the power of relationships.
Okay, cool.
So it's a segment called Free Game. And Troy, you wanna say something?
I'm good, man.
No, come on, you gotta chime in.
I'm watching this, man. I'm good. Whatever. Yo, look at the up here. Because the time set gonna be different. Is it time?
It's an hour.
So it's 5 minutes different. So just put in four.
Yeah, what's up, bro? It's Rashad.
What's up, bro? Hold on 1 second.
How about?
Brother, let me knock it out.
This is so much fun.
Okay, yeah. So I'm taping Market Mondays right now. I'm with Ian, I'm with Troy, and I'm with Terrence J. So I thought it would be dope to have like a special segment where they can actually give some game.
Yeah, yeah. We got time, right? We got time. Yeah, let's go. Gotta knock it out quick. All right. All right, here we go. You can introduce everybody.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2. It's Beef Station V103, ATL's number one for hip hop, R&B, and free game. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of my favorite times of the week. Get your week started, get you up and ready to go. And of course, I got to bring my brother from another mother to the show to give you that information for the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Rashad Bilal. Rashad, are you there?
What's up, my brother?
I can't call out Mike Spaulding, man. We're getting closer and closer to them deaths, man.
Yes, yes, yes. The talk of the town.
Amen, man. Market Mondays is tonight. It's More Life Mondays here on the Kenny Burns Show. What information or surprises do you have for the nation?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm with a couple of my friends talking about Market Mondays. I'm with Ian. I'm with Troy. I'm with Terrence J. So I'm just gonna let Ian give two tips to prepare for a recession, and then I wanted Terrence just to say one quick thing about the power of relationships. I feel like, you know, since I'm here with them, I gotta let them give some free game today. Special edition.
I love it. The master investor.
Kenny, how you doing, brother?
How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I can't call out Mike Spaulding, man. Glad to have you.
I'm honored.
For the free game segment on TKBS. Talk to the people, man. I know you got some value to add.
Yeah, two things. First, in the stock market and crypto market, you need to look at where the 75% off range is for every stock and every crypto. In a recession, you have a chance to get amazingly rich and wealthy if you are willing to hold for at least 7.6 years, but you have to mark off where the stocks are from 75% down, and from there you'll be good. Number two, do not use any money on margin or a loan, because a lot of companies that are loaning out the money to invest in are now going under. So I don't want our people getting hurt, borrowing money from anyone to invest in stocks. The number one thing you should do is find a way to make more money, whether that's through a business or taking savings that you actively have. And then of course, if Bitcoin drops to 15,380, that'd be a good time to load up. I'll pass to Terrence.
Wow. Be sure if you got it, the hold, not fold. Ian Dunlap, the master investor. We have Terrence J, the legend. Terrence, are you there?
My brother.
How are you, family?
I'm good, man. So listen, man, I got a jewel to drop, right? It's always dressed apart. Always look like money. So I'm backstage, Essence Fest 2022. I'm in the dressing room, right? And they're like, yo, your brother is about to host the show with you, right? So I'm in the dressing room. I got my fit on. I know I look good, right? My man Kenny Burns walks into the dressing room, right? Kenny has a full garment bag with like seven different fits that he puts onto a garment rack, right? And I'm sitting there, we're both veterans in the game. Me and Kenny have worked a million shows, right? But I'm watching Kenny like literally pop tags off of brand new Yves Saint Laurent fire fits, right? Before he goes out there, right? And I'm just looking at the attention. Then I saw Kenny was wearing this white outfit the other day for this white party, right? And what I learned at what was it? Yesterday, 2 days, a couple days ago, right?
Saturday, yesterday.
Yeah, right. And so what I learned in that moment, right, is that like You can never, ever stop looking your best. Kenny will always outdress you. He will always make sure he looks the part, right?
Yeah.
And so for somebody that's listening right now, that's getting ready for that job interview tomorrow, you're getting ready for that date with that special somebody, you're getting ready to go out, don't hesitate to make sure you get the best fit, the best presentation, the best you can do for the part, because it's so important every time you step out. And that's a lesson I learned from KB.
I love you. I want to tell you that you're the best in the business, not only you're a professional. You do show up how you want to be received. And that is the key. That is the key to what Terrence just said. Show up how you want to be received. So I applaud you and salute you right back.
Love you, brother.
Love you back.
Kenny, thank you, bro. Always a pleasure, my brother.
Listen, man. That was a surprise for the nation. We needed that today. That was a battery in our back. Now tell them where they can find you tonight for Market Monday.
Market Monday's tonight, 8 o'clock on Earn Your Legion's YouTube channel. We got a special guest, Terrence J, Ian, Troy. We in Miami. It's a whole vibe, man. So, and InvestFest is coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. Get your tickets now. If you did not hear last week, Rashad teased on the show that they would be having one of the biggest players in business, in entertainment, period. Definitely an icon in Atlanta, Tyler Perry. Speaking at the InvestFest alongside Steve Harvey, there's Jay, myself, of course, so please lock in right now. We salute you. Earn Your Legions in the building. Big shout out to Troy Millen. And tell Troy I say what up. I know you're in the background.
Yeah.
Bye, bro. Family, keep going. Thank you for bringing that information, as always, to the nation.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have...
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That just reminded me. Yo, Matt. Have the graphic designer do make a Drea like thing for the thing for InvestFest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, however, whatever, like the one it looked with the little cloud above.
I mean, it should be easy to get.
Yeah, grab one. A cute picture of her, and I'm just gonna send her to her and just tell her she locked in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
confirmed.
You know what I mean?
Confirmed.
Maybe travel or something. She's already going to be Atlanta-based, so maybe a car service or something like that, but it ain't going to be nothing crazy.
Oh, that's fine.
But she going to bring that. She's so, like, she going to bring them girls, but I'm just going to
confirm. Yeah, she's going to bring some vibes out.
Yeah. That just reminded me.
It's all good.
It's on you. Go ahead.
All right, so let's talk about this. Hollywood, you know. They call me Hollywood Shoddy these days.
Hey.
The rumors have been confirmed. I am going to Hollywood.
Hey.
But you've been to Hollywood. Breaking news alert, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a house you can rent.
We interviewed Khaled. They was like, he was like, ask me a question. So I'm like, all right, what you want me to ask you? He was like, say you've changed. So I'm like, you've changed. He said, a lot. So yes, it's true. But Hollywood, there's always horror stories in Hollywood, right? As far as bad contracts, getting screwed out, getting, you know, done bad by business managers, accountants. Have you ever had any of those horror stories? And what are like some of the biggest lessons that you've learned in the entertainment industry for over 20 years?
You have to learn how to read contracts. It's imperative. You got to learn what you're signing, what you're reading, what kind of deals you're making. You know, the language can be crazy, but you have to, it's something that you have to learn. And for any of my deals, and I've been very blessed. I have a great team around me. You know, Fred, who's my college roommate, is still my right hand. My team at WME, my lawyers at Fox, like Daryl, everybody, Yanley, everybody has been around me a really long time. I have a great team around me. But I always read my own deals. I always know everything I'm signing. I micromanage everything. I know exactly where I'm going to be at all times. I always try to be on time. And so you have to be a professional. You know, the key to longevity is being a professional. All the horror stories exist. I've seen it all happen. I've seen people come, seen people with the biggest record in the world. You're on top of the world, right? But you treat people bad and you let it get to your head. Your number one movie, it's the top. You got the biggest movie in the world. but you don't respect the game. You don't respect the craft. And no matter what, if that's the case, it's not going to work out for you in the long term. The people that are around for a long time are the people that respect the game. Mm. And I've had moments where, we all have moments where you're not the best version of you.
Yeah.
But it's continuously trying to grow as a person and be the best that you can be. That's the key to longevity in Hollywood. Because if you start screwing people over, it's going to come back to haunt you. And, you got to read your own deals and you got to treat people well.
If you were now trying to break into Hollywood, given all the social media and all the platforms we have, what would you do different than what you did back in the day to break in? And how much more challenging do you think it is now to become a star?
I think that, the game is different, right? When, 10, 15 years ago, you wanted to be a part of something, right? How can I be a part of this company?
Yeah.
How can I be a part of this film studio or this television show? This network has this big show. I want to be a part of that, right? Now it's shifted to how can I create and own my own, right? You look at, you guys are creating a network, right? Assets over liabilities, Market Mondays, mm-hmm. Earn Your Leisure, right? You guys are now the network. And the shows are now the products that you guys own. So you have to come into the game now with a completely different mind state, right? Is it easier? Some things are easier because you can go directly to the consumer. When I started, there was no Instagram. We had Black Planet. You better get on your Black Planet page if you want to get popping, right? So yeah, you can go directly to consumer. So that is something that didn't exist before. There's resources that you didn't have before, right? So now you can buy all the equipment. You can have, my man Matt Cherry made a movie off of his iPhone.
Yeah, shout out to Matt.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Made a movie off of his iPhone. My man Jatari Turner, he's got like making films out of nothing, right? So you have access to those resources. You have to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
At the same time, there's so many more people doing it.
Yeah.
Now anybody in your house, now you don't have to be the best rapper because now you can do your own raps.
Sure.
You can have your own at home studio, right? You in the entertainment game, it's just shifted in so many ways. So there's the pros and there's the cons. But I think that the cream will always rise. Good people, talented people, people that believe in themselves will always be able to make a name for themselves.
So you brought up the conversation that you had with Ye and how having somebody stamp it was like kind of ruined the conversation.
Yeah.
So I wonder now, from the other lens, is like, how important is it for somebody to win an Oscar or win an Emmy or have that trophy? Like, what does it, from a business standpoint, does it accelerate the career? Or, I mean, because I feel like now, like, if you ask me who the best actor was, it's going to be tough for me to remember, right? So, like, how important is it now? Or are people, should they still strive to get these things? Or should the focus be, let's just create something great? And if somebody recognizes it, great. But let's just create something great.
Listen, accolades are incredible. The Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences, if they recognize you, that's an incredible feat.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an organization that's been around for decades, and getting that type of response, getting that type of accolade, any of those things, anytime you win something, it's amazing, right? But where my mind is now, what I tell people is, every day we wake up is something to be proud of, right? I hosted the radio room for the BET Awards that you guys were a part of, right? And, for people in the radio industry in particular, right? These people, you got incredible people that wake up every morning at 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m., they on the air 5 days a week, right? They're in the communities doing activities and remotes and activations, right? In their community, at pillars of the community, right? These people are breaking news stories. They're, when COVID drops, they're helping you get through things in life, right? Mm-hmm. There's no award a lot of times given out for them, right?
Mm.
A lot of times there's no trophy for that, right? So my mentality now is like, we have to celebrate each other. We have to give each other the trophy. Because I know when I land in certain cities, I'm listening to you, and I want you to know how much we appreciate you and love you, right? And whatever field you in, everybody's not going to be on TV, right? But wherever you are, you might be at the mail, you might be working at FedEx, you might be an Amazon delivery person, right? No, there might not be an award for you, right? But we have to normalize giving each other our flowers. Because if the person that delivers our Amazon packages says, yo, we're not doing that no more, right? The Amazon package delivery guy, a lot of times, is the MVP.
Big facts.
They the Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get your package,
you're not recording.
And you know what I'm saying? You're not recording this. You're not doing this.
Yeah.
Right? If we in Komodo right now, if they don't get the freshest sushi, if the person bringing that truck with the sushi isn't delivering that sushi, we're not having dinner, right? So we have to, it's incredible to get those accolades and we still respect it, but it can't just be about that. We have to normalize where we, you know, loving each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this before we go. You know, collaboration is better than competition. And we're actually partnering at F1 Invest Fest for you're curating the VIP experience for us. And it's something that, you know, when looking at Invest Fest, always wanted to see how we can just scale it. And like Clyde Davis's Oscar party is something that I've always heard about, where it was like, you know, the hardest ticket to get into when everybody was always clamoring. And I feel like, you know, putting on events, the curation of it is very important, but to have a jewel in the in the crown, and that's the VIP experience at Invest Fest. So in your brain, when you're thinking about Invest Fest and you're thinking about VIP night and your role as far as the curator, what do you envision?
Roses. The drop right there, the SUV pull up. My fit is gonna be immaculate.
What you wear?
Listen, you're getting ahead of yourself. I'm making some serious phone calls for this first night. Matt just said it's sold out. By the end of this conversation, it's sold out. Okay. So if you don't have your ticket yet, we can't even help you possibly. All right. But what it is, we're gonna take things to the next level, right? And that's, it comes back to what you guys said about relationship building, right? Me, I've been doing parties, events, curating red carpets for the past 20 years. What I haven't been doing is Market Monday. What I haven't been doing is watching the stock market growth. And what I haven't been doing is studying real estate on the level that you guys have, right? So what happens at Invest Fest is you get all these, you know, this merge of worlds, right? Where a person like me can be a kid in the candy store and gain valuable information so that I can grow my business, so I can grow my portfolio, so I can grow as a business person by surrounding myself with people that are smarter than me in a different field, right? And at the same time, you guys have done an incredible job by bringing the absolute best in the world at those the best parties to help elevate the first night of Invest Fest and take the VIP to the next level. So that's what you're going to see this year is the, you know, these guys are moving in the direction and I'm getting, you know, we jumping in. And when this lineup, is everybody in the lineup? It's all been announced, right?
Yeah.
So they understand that. You're going to get jewels from Steve Harvey.
Yes.
You're going to get jewels from Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
You're going to get jewels. Like, what?
Yeah.
And so many other names. I've been watching 19 Keys now. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching Ian. I can't wait to see it all play out.
Yeah.
But again, what I want to do right now is just give the flowers of taking an idea out of, you know, the pandemic, taking it and putting it on your shoulders and watching it grow. And I can't wait to see at Invest Fest all of these incredible entrepreneurs and business people come together and get the love.
That's gonna be an epic.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I do something real quick, Charlie? I got to give a special acknowledgement to this nonprofit, Motivated Kings. They're doing something very special for our audience. They are giving away 50 tickets.
Yeah.
50 tickets. That general admission tickets, right? 50 tickets to people who go to investfest.com/giveaway. Do that right now. I'm sure that's going to run up before.
It's going to be 2 minutes.
The first 50?
First 50 people is going to be gone.
2 minutes.
So it's going to be a random selection, 50 tickets right now. Go to investfest.com/giveaway. And again, shout out to Motivated Kings.
for sponsoring that. That's incredible.
And I jump in there too. I'm just making up my own giveaway right now.
Okay.
Five business women, hit me right now. I'm looking for five women that own your own business. Moving and shaking. You could be whatever business they want. Okay. I'm not gonna limit it to nothing.
Gotcha.
All right. Slide into my DMs, and I'm hooking you up with tickets to VIP night. I'm taking five business women right now on top of your 50. Let's go.
Hey, you know what? But it's about creating an experience. Mm-hmm. And edutainment is what they call it, where it's a mix of education and entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that's extremely important because you have to keep people's attention, and you have to stay relevant, and you have to have fun. So how do you blend that with education? So that's the whole idea for the whole weekend, but especially for VIP night, where it's like, all right, you know, you have, you know, Eric Thomas, one of the top motivational speakers in the world, but also a great businessman, you know, giving gyms. You got Circle of CEOs giving gyms. You got, can we say the performers?
Please. One.
No, T-Pain, T-Pain is confirmed. Yeah. T-Pain is confirmed. Is the other one confirmed?
Paperwork, the ink isn't dry.
Got you, we'll wait. It's about I've learned.
Thanks, Bobby.
We got another.
I talk to T-Pain about
another one. And then it's just like, who's going to be in the room, right? To have all of our friends, all the influencers, they're going to be there. But then all of the business people, all of the, you know, I hit John Sally. He said, I'm on my way. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just going to be so many people in that room. And
Etiquette for networking. We told them
etiquette for networking is add value. Mm-hmm. Don't be annoying. Brush your teeth. Always keep going.
Would you be surprised?
Breaking news alert. We good on the sign?
Angela Yee just signed.
Angela Yee is confirmed.
The deal is signed.
The email just went through.
Angela Yee will be in the building. If somebody offers you gum, never turn it down. Because you never know.
You may need it.
You never know. And drip responsibly.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
This is a situation where you want to look your best.
Yes.
So that's been the question. What should I wear?
Flashes.
You can't be overdressed.
No, the only requirement is that you fly.
That's it. It could be anything.
I don't know.
Just be fly.
That's it.
Kiana is a great example. Like, I asked her, how do you do it? Because Kiana shows like the queen of England everywhere she goes. I'm like, how do you? But she garners a certain level of attention. Yeah. And being in real estate, you have to respect. It makes me want to do business with you.
Yeah.
If you are dressed a certain way, so
the good thing with being fly is it's very broad range, right? You can have a sweatsuit and be fly.
Yeah.
You can have a linen suit. You can have a real suit. You can have a track suit. Just be fly.
There's levels to it.
Be fly.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever level you at, whatever your flyness is, be comfortable in it. And that's another thing. And shout out to KB. Like, I was watching his acceptance speech at the Culture Creators. He's authentically himself.
Always.
Right?
Always.
So, like, he's going to be there. So I encourage everybody to be their authentic self. Just be flying your own way.
Any networking tips that you want to share with the audience before we wrap up of what you do when you're navigating Clive Davis Grammy parties and how to...
Well, let me say this. He's actually a very person. I'm a very observant person. If you know, I don't talk a lot, especially if I'm in a public environment, but I like to observe. And I was observed him yesterday. And he's one of these people that have a magnetic personality. Mm-hmm. And he knows how to start conversations. That's extremely important. We talk about business networking. Being able to start a conversation is something that is actually a skill set. Because it's not easy to talk to a stranger.
Yeah.
It's like one of people's biggest fears is public speaking and talking to strangers. And I've watched him in several different occasions and he does it very well, which is not surprising because he's been, you know, in the public eye for over 20 years. But that is something maybe you can talk about that because that's not talked about enough as far as starting a conversation. Mm-hmm. A lot of awkward moments, even men talking to women, like a lot of awkward moments in the first 10 seconds. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your key to starting conversations?
Before you answer, and this is key too, because this has happened to us, especially for me, is like you see somebody that you admire and you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure that's going to happen. You're going to be in this room. There's going to be plenty of people that you've seen on TV, people that you look up to, influencers. And you're just like, wait, that's them. And you never get a chance to speak. So how do you approach it?
Oh, man. All right. So I'll drop like some of my go-tos, right? So one of the first things I'll do to disarm people is compliment people.
Mm.
People, you know, if a person left the house, they put on their fit. I know that you came to where we are doing your best to look your best, right? So the first thing I'll do to disarm you is compliment you. Wow, You look incredible. Look at that. That watch is amazing. You smell incredible, right? That for a guy, girl, whoever, it breaks the ice immediately, yeah. Right? I'm a very complimentary person, right? People could say, you know, a lot of different things, but when you show somebody love yeah. Right? That's an automatic way in. So if there's somebody in the room that I don't know that I wanna, I loved your last film. Oh, your business, you're the person behind such and such. And then the conversation will flow. I just ran into Pinky with Slutty Vegan. Yes, right? I think I'd met her before, but didn't know her well. And I'm a big fan of her, you know, her food, right? So the first thing I'll do is be like, oh my God, it's good to see you. I went to your restaurant and had, and just starts that conversation. It then leads to the rest. So that's always kind of been my go-to. And that comes with not having ego. Right. Mm. A lot of times what you'll see with new people in business, with new people in entertainment, especially, is they think that it's cool to look, you know, reclusive or to not communicate, or they want to automatically look like they're the person,
like they're the star,
like yeah. they're the star. So they don't want to show that love. But what it really is a lot of times is insecurity. Right. Mm. I'm so secure that I know you probably know either who I am or what I've done or may have seen me in something. So I'm secure. So I'm automatically going to show you love.
Yeah.
And that's going to make the conversation go easier. So showing love is always a good way to do it. And then the last thing I'll do is I always know when to get out of a conversation. Yeah. Always know when to read the room.
Like it's right? over. Like it's over. Like you're out. Like listen, it's over. Stop it. Stop.
What's that, honey? Okay, yeah,
yeah. Sometimes you'll have a great dialogue. Yeah. And then sometimes it's an in and out. It's nice to meet you, right? I'm the biggest barber in Milwaukee. If you ever come to Milwaukee, please come look up my barber shop. It's called Amazing Cuts. I do the best work. You never know when you might need me. So I just want you to see my face. It's great to meet you. That sometimes is it. Have
the impact, yeah.
Right? Have the impact, drop your business name, and then keep it pushing sometimes, right? Yeah. You don't need to go into the whole, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Give me your cell phone number. So I have to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you just gotta know when to get in and get out.
I'm learning that one.
I don't have a phone number. So.
Yeah, my phone don't work.
My phone's just got
the wireless power on.
I have nothing.
Talk to Matt. He can save your house.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Gems. So what do you have coming up before we wrap? Anything coming up that you want to make people aware of?
Yeah, I have a really excited executive producer, and I star in this horror film that's incredible. It's called Fear. So Deion Taylor is an amazing director. So that's coming up soon. I have a project that we just signed on to, but we haven't announced it. So I have two back-to-back films happening at the end of this year, including a new podcast that I'm going to announce. So a lot of big things, right. You know, and I'm just excited, man. I wake up with a joy for life, and I'm so excited to be doing Invest Fest with you guys. And what is my title, Matt? Creative director, curator,
exactly. Best producer. Best. Yeah.
VIP night. Let's get it.
Bob curation.
Bob curator. Yes. Chief Vibes Officer is a new big thing in the tech startup world.
Chief Vibe Officer?
Yeah.
Chief CVO.
Yeah,
CVO. I like that. Chief Vibe Officer. Yeah. I like that. Just,
title.
Yo, what colors, just the vibes, just, you know, have the late. Like, creative. That's extremely important. No, that I'm actually not even joking, because when I went to LinkedIn's headquarters, and they have a personal chef there, and they have a daycare, and they have. And I'm talking to them like, why y'all got so much stuff? They got no walls, it's open space. And it's like we don't want people to leave.
Mm, wow.
Like we want to make this better than anything else. Home. Yeah. Like yeah. They like we want you to come early and leave late, and you don't even realize that you've worked for 14 hours because you don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a major that's key to like if you think about it.
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah,
got you. Yeah, not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Manage your vibe curation tour on his yacht party, too. So.
Yes. CVO.
I appreciate the thoughts for taking the flight.
CVO. I'm going to put that in my Instagram bio.
Boy.
Chief Vibe Officer of Earning.
I like that. I like that.
Chief Vibe Officer. Troy, housekeeping item?
Yeah, man. Again, Earners, Red Panda family. Want to give you a great choice if you're looking to bank or invest. Ally is a leading digital financial service company with passion for customer service and is relentlessly focused on doing it right for both customers and our communities. Ally is giving our Market Mondays viewers, that means that everybody that can hear and see me right now, a special offer at ally.com/EYL.
So that you can save, invest, and spend on the things that matter most to you. Again, that's Ally, ally.com/EYL for everything we need. All better off with an Ally. Securities products and services are offered through Ally Invest Securities, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC. Shout out to the good folks at Ally. And shout out to Motivated Kings again. 50 ticket giveaway. You got to go to investvest.com/giveaway. Now, I know HBCUs mean a lot to you. Mm-hmm. So here's what we're going to do. On top of that, we're going to add 50 just to HBCUs.
That's incredible.
HBCU students. So HBCU students right now, hit investvest.com/giveaway. We're giving away 50 to African-American students at HBCUs. We want to see y'all at InvestFest. We had y'all last year. I know some people have been hitting the DM like, are we going to do it again? Are we going to do it again? We are doing it again. So shout out to all the HBCUs.
How does that work? So the 50 students come and they get...
They just got to submit their emails and they're going to get their tickets.
Okay, and then let's... On top of that, then let's make sure I can meet those students.
Absolutely.
And we'll have like maybe a little breakout session.
That's incredible.
And I'll spend, you know, some time with them and, you know, let's have the additional conversation.
Done.
That's incredible.
So head over to investments.com right now /giveaway.
And once again, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we are coming to you guys. So make sure you get your tickets to free event July 30th. Go to earnyourleisure.com, Milwaukee tab, and sign up. It's for young people, 12 and 17, and adults. So, Milwaukee. Brewers. Shout out to the Brewers.
Shout out to the Bucks.
Shout out to the Bucks.
Giannis. Shout out to Ashley. Talk to Ashley this morning. Pyro. Y'all get ready. Best stage show and the best fest.
And now.
Boy, put on the show. WrestleMania 9. Let's go.
Ultimate Warrior.
Edutainment at its finest. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Execute. We love you guys. See you tomorrow. Don Peebles episode coming out. Very, very, very big. Yeah. Shout out to everybody in the great city of Miami. We love you guys so much. Peace.
Peace.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Take your mic.
Terrence J.
Yes, I'm fucking. Yeah, it's fine. It's 50. Yeah. If they put their address.
Yeah, by email. Yeah. You have your college email be way easier.
Yeah. Yeah, just that's home. So we do. I mean, it's really we'll just give 100. We give 50.
We're gonna give 100.
Yeah. It's gonna sound like they did 100, but it's okay. Yeah.
So Mike has to put something to verify college.
Yeah. Like something instead of supposed to go to with it.
Yeah, make it do college email. That'd be way easier.
What a great show, guys.
Man, I appreciate you.
Listen, man.
That was fire.
I appreciate you, bro.
Of course, man. Of course.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.